All right, it is 4:06 on the Central Coast on this Thursday, May 19th, 2022. I'm Dave Congleton. Thanks for joining us. As promised, we're breaking this hour up into two segments. Here in the second half, Michelle Call joins us to preview the big Pride celebration taking place Saturday and Sunday here in San Luis Obispo. This segment, we're going to talk trash. We have Lisa Burke Krutbosch with us from Keep Pismo Clean. Sunday is the second anniversary. Lisa, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again,
too. Thanks for coming in.
And, thanks for having me.
Also joining us, we have our good friend, Mr. Colin Jones from Caltrans checking in. Colin, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good to see you, or at least hear you, and Lisa, I'm calling in, but thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for talking trash. Lisa, what's happening Sunday?
So Sunday, we are celebrating our second year anniversary of keeping Pismo clean. So with COVID, along came a lot of takeout trash, and we just really found a need to pick up the streets and the beaches because people were leaving containers, bottles, everything you could imagine out on the beach. So I started a little crew, and we just do it every Sunday now from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9:30.
And Colin, what's the Caltrans connection?
Well, we're involved with Lisa's group. They're doing a great job, Keep Pismo Clean. There's another group that does Shell Beach, Earthshine, EcoSlow. And so what we're doing as part of the Clean California campaign, which was created by Governor Newsom last year, is we're helping communities with the trash pickup. We're hiring maintenance workers to get out and clean the highway. We're providing stipends for some of our Adopt-a-Highway program volunteers, and we got some beautification projects. So it's a whole 2-3 year campaign to clean California, $1 billion statewide. And I'm, you know me in my former life as public affairs manager, but now I'm doing public outreach for the Clean California for the past about 7-8 months. And it's a great program, and I'm excited to be involved with Lisa and several other groups.
Is the program working, Colin?
You know, having done public affairs and sort of being the complaint department, as you know, historically, or at least the last few years, the main calls we got were homelessness, graffiti, trash. And, you know, we still get complaints occasionally, but I can honestly say in driving around, working with these groups, I think it's making a big difference. I know we've been cleaning tons of trash along our highways. We have crews dedicated both in Santa Maria covering the southern part of our district on the Central Coast, and then another crew in Salinas handling the Monterey Bay area. And just from going around, taking pictures, talking to people, you know, I think Lisa might agree, their situation on the beach may be a little different, but I think it's making a huge difference.
Well, let's hear from Lisa and get her perspective.
Oh, I think it's making a difference. What we are finding out on the beach is a lot of microplastics. And
microplastics.
Really small pieces of plastic. And those are plastics that have been washed into our ocean and are very dangerous for all of our sea life because the fish see them and want to eat them. But the microplastics are usually maybe a plastic bottle, plastic anything that could have come off of a ship or just came down through the rivers or through the storm drains. People don't think about these things break up into small pieces, and they are literally littering our entire coastline. And it's really bad for all of us because we all have plastics now that we ingest in our body. So it's really sad. It's in our bloodstreams.
But remind me, Lisa, I know we've had this conversation before, but we have city, county, state. Why aren't they responsible for cleaning up the beach? Why do we need volunteers?
That's a great question. I don't know. And I think Pismo used to have a rake that raked the beach. I just don't think that they have that any longer. And it would be nice if they did. I think I told you last time, people even go to the trouble of burying a whole 12-pack when it's easier to just take it up to the trash can, but they would rather bury their trash than pick it up.
So, Colin, you're the state guy. What's going on here? Don't we have public employees to clean up our beaches?
Well, I can't speak for the beaches themselves because that's not really our jurisdiction, but I can say that generally cleanups have been focused on, you know, schools or parks or roads. So certainly beaches are kind of, you know, a jurisdiction of the Coastal Commission and the counties, and there's that coastal cleanup day that's done every September. But that's why groups like Lisa's are so important and why we're trying to support them and a lot of the others who are doing the cleanups. I mean, again, it's a big focus of the state of California right now, and especially Caltrans, you know, illegal dumping on the highway. I mean, you can't imagine the stuff we're seeing, and we're starting to work with the cities and counties to have dump days where people can bring their bulky items that they're not sure how to unload, or the e-waste, or their tires, or their mattresses. So, yeah, we think it's making a big difference, but again, groups like Lisa's are doing a tremendous job to keep Pismo clean. It was funny, she could probably tell you that last July 5th, right after July 4th, we were out there cleaning up, but the city was out even before we were. So I think the public works departments and the cities and counties and another state are getting the message that, you know, we really need to get a handle on the litter situation and keep our state beautiful.
Are you seeing an improvement, Lisa? The city jumping in, or is it mostly the volunteers?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, the city doesn't, and I'm going to be honest here, the city does not have public works that goes out there regularly. Hmm. They go out there and they empty the trash cans. And yes, they did come out for 4th of July, or 5th of July, which was excellent. They were out there at sunrise. So they did an excellent job. But as far as cleaning up all the plastic and those, again, I know I keep saying this, the microplastics, that's really important to keep out of the ocean. I don't see that happening on a daily basis. And I don't think that, I think Public Works is doing other things, and that's why that job is not getting done. I mean, people even will buy brand new shovels, buckets, sand toys for their kids, and then they just leave them there on the beach, which you might think is a nice idea because maybe another child will use it. But what happens is when the waves come up, when the tide is high, it takes all that stuff out
into the ocean.
You basically, it becomes litter.
Hmm. What's the call to action for Sunday, Lisa? What do you need? What do you want?
I would love bodies. So I have pickers. I have trash bags. I have gloves. All we need is bodies to come out there and help keep the beach and the ocean clean.
What time and where are you asking people to gather?
So we meet in the Pier Plaza parking lot, which is where the big Pismo letters are. Parking is free until 10 o'clock in the morning, and we meet from 8 until 9:30 every Sunday, unless it's a holiday or there's a big event going on in Pismo. So we're there all the time. Come join us. We're a fun crowd.
And you find all sorts of stuff, I'd imagine.
And we find all sorts of stuff, yes. Yeah. Sometimes even little plastic army men, which is really interesting.
Colin, do anything jump out at you of things you found on the beach in Pismo?
Just similar to what Lisa's saying, obviously, you know, the highway dumping is a little different, but I think, you know, she brings up a good point, and it's, kind of part of what we're trying to do is the education process of this is, you know, I learned in Boy Scouts a long time ago, pack it in, pack it out. And so I think there's an element of the personal responsibility of, you know, when you go to the beach or you go to the park, you know, you try to recycle, you clean up, you put things in trash cans. If they aren't available, you haul it out. You know, like she said, Pismo along that boardwalk has several trash cans. It's not hard to, you know, take your trash or your recyclables off the beach. And so, again, personal responsibility is a part of it. You know, certainly government will step in and try to help. But I think the education of people is a big, you know, a big element. And, you know, I think people are getting the message a little more. I mean, some people might disagree, but I think they're seeing a lot of these community groups getting together and doing these cleanups. And hopefully it's triggering the message that, oh, man, I gotta take care of my stuff, too.
Lisa, are there enough trash cans in Pismo Beach, or would you like to see more?
I think that there's a good amount of trash cans. There are some places where we need more trash cans. Another thing we also need, Pismo Beach has a no smoking ordinance. although smoking happens in Pismo, and we pick up so many cigarette butts. I have a gentleman, his name is Ray. He comes out with his oxygen attached to him. He has made a tool to pick all the cigarette butts out of the grates that are around the palm trees. Cigarette butts are horrible in Pismo Beach. People smoke a cigarette right there in the promenade and just flick it and leave it on the ground, and the beach is right there.
All right. We have Colin Jones on the phone, and we have Lisa Burke Krutbosch with us, trying to keep Pismo clean. Marianne calls in. Hey, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was a park ranger, North County Parks, for a number of years.
Okay.
And I agree that it's a huge undertaking with the public. My job every day was pick up trash, clean the bathrooms, which were horrible, graffiti, and clean pools. And it would start all over again every morning at 6. So I'm just thinking that if we could, when I was in Ireland, there were signs on trash cans that said things like, you know, dog signs, if I had hands, I would pick it up. Idaho says, Idaho is too beautiful to trash. The message that is from California is don't trash California, but if it were turned more into, you know, it feels really good to take your own trash out, or something that people got a feel good, I'm really helping the environment, I'm doing something great, let's all pick this up together, rather than the people throwing their cigarette butts. I agree.
Right.
It's the worst, but we've got to change the message to being accountable, responsible, that it's cool.
All right. We'll talk about that. Marianne, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Colin, start, please, the need for more public education, a public education campaign.
Yeah, I think that's going on, and I don't know that we need to change the message. I think people need to adhere to the message. I know, you know, early on in grade school, you know, you learned to walk against traffic. You're a pedestrian, and you, again, in Boy Scouts or in walking around our schoolyard to clean things and leave it in a better state than you got it. So, you know, certainly outreach in the education system at an early age is important. But it almost feels like it's inherent. I think it's maybe more of a laziness of people, or they get distracted. But I think that's something most people learn at an early age. You got to pick up after yourself. So campaigns are good, but ultimately you got to go from the message to the action of taking care of things.
What do you say, Lisa? More public education?
I think more public education, you know, and maybe national education about not littering, because really when we do litter, we are just hurting ourselves. I mean, people really need to stop and think about that.
Well, let's just start fining more. Increase the fines. Swoop down.
Give me a ticket book.
Okay. All right. Let's break away. We'll come back with my guests and talk more about what's happening on Sunday. We're live. We're local. This is Hometown Radio. Bottom of the hour, we've got news, traffic, and weather. Then Michelle Call joins us to preview the big Pride events taking place this Saturday in Laguna Lake Park. We are back with Colin Jones from Caltrans and Lisa Burke Krutbosch, trying to keep Pismo Beach and other beaches clean. It shouldn't just be Pismo Beach. Keep our beaches clean. But special focus this Sunday at 8 a.m., Lisa and her volunteers have been doing their best for Pismo. Let's from behind, folks, please. Lisa, what's happening Sunday?
So Sunday, we will be there as we are every Sunday from 8 until 9:30. It's our two-year anniversary. And again, we just want people to come out. I've got pickers, gloves, bags. We just want you to come out, have a good time, walk the beach, enjoy yourself.
Bring the kids.
Bring your kids. We do have families that bring their kids, and that's always really nice to see when they start them young picking up the trash. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. And Colin, you're encouraging people to do it as well, and not just on Pismo Beach, but all of our beaches.
Yeah, not only all the beaches, but the parks. I mean, there's so many groups now. In addition to Lisa's, there's a group in Guadalupe that cleans up the city there along Highway 1 once a month. A friend of Lisa's, Maria Talcott, does a Shell Beach cleanup every few months along Shell Beach Drive, kind of the bike path next to the freeway. There's another group called Earthshine, Mike Campa, based out of North County, and he goes to different communities twice a month and does cleanups at parks and neighborhoods. Eco Slow does a regular cleanup out at Pirates Cove. So there's really a kind of a lot of momentum to get these cleanups going. And then obviously Caltrans, through our maintenance program with our crews, are dedicating resources just to doing highway cleanup on all our roadways around the Central Coast.
Couple text messages coming in on the Stolberg line. Number one, all it takes is picking up one piece of trash a day. If everyone did that, the environment would be a lot cleaner. That's all it would take.
Excellent. Whoever wrote that, thank you. That is so true. If everybody picked up one piece of trash, I walk on Price Street, I'll walk to Mail Plus to mail my stuff off and take my picker with me often and pick up trash as I go. One of the things in Pismo, there's the ATM machine.
Yeah.
And across from the ATM, if you just turn around, there is a trash can. But people will forever drop their little receipt that they get out of the ATM, either in the planter or on the ground.
But not in the can.
Not in the can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Second text message, plastic does not get into your bloodstream.
It does. I just read an article all about it. Colin, didn't you read that same article?
I didn't see that one, Lisa, but
I just posted it on.
Pretty insidious. It can get into just about everything.
Yeah.
And it hurts the animals.
Well,
yeah.
It hurts us humans, too.
It hurts humans.
Yeah. Yeah. There was just a whole article on that, and it's on my Keep Pismo Beach Clean if you want to look it up and read it.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing Lisa pointed out about the takeout containers, I'm noticing I've gone to a few events with Bike Month, and a lot of places are now having, bring your own cup or bring your own plate, or they're recycling or they're composting. So there's just a lot more awareness that it's kind of not just picking up trash, but how do we create less trash? Like I started, I got the little bins from the city of Slo, and I do my little composting thing and take it to the organic green waste bin. And I never did that before. The last couple of years, I'm starting to do that. So it's, let's pick up the trash, but let's create less trash too.
Craig found an article, USA Today, microplastics have been found in air, water, food, and now human blood. So take that, listener.
Go.
All right, Lisa, one last time, please. What's happening Sunday?
Sunday, and every Sunday, unless it's a holiday, we are out there cleaning up the trash on the beaches of Pismo Beach. We are keeping Pismo Beach clean. Join us from 8 o'clock until 9:30. Parking is free. We are parked in the Pier Plaza Promenade. And I've got pickers, gloves, trash bags. We just need you to come and join us.
A lot of peas there.
There is.
A lot of picking there. Think about that.
Yeah.
Colin, final thoughts?
Yeah, I encourage everyone to support Lisa and all the groups doing these trash cleanups. It's wonderful. And just, we're going into the summer season. So, pack it in and pack it out, especially if you're heading out to the beach.
How many bags do you typically end up with?
Oh, we can end up with anywhere from 10 to 20 bags.
Wow. All right, Lisa, final thoughts.
My final thought is, and normally I don't spread this rumor, but I do give gift certificates for people that come out and clean up trash. When they bring a trash bag back, I give a gift certificate. I don't want people to come out there just for the gift certificate.
To where? A gift certificate to where?
Wouldn't you like to know? Come out and help me. No, we have a hamburger from Cool Cats.
Okay.
We have Beach and Biscuits. We have Sunsets on the Pier, free tacos, and Splash Cafe.
The one thing we don't have is time. Lisa, thank you. Colin, thank you.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Yeah. We'll see you Sunday, Lisa. Bye.
And we'll be back with Michelle Call. You're listening to Hometown Radio.